Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Christmas Inspirations. I'm your host, Al Smith, the founder and director of Bishop Sheen Today. Today, Bishop Sheen will talk about giving gifts. And we've been sharing this beautiful 1966 book entitled Christmas Inspirations. And many of us ask that question, why do we give gifts at Christmas? And Bishop Sheen will tell us. He writes, "The best way to understand the feast of Christmas is in terms of a gift. We spend 364 days in getting. Christmas we spend in giving. The greater part of the year, we inflate our ego and insist on our rights. On Christmas Day, we deflate our ego to bring happiness to others. It is the one day of the year we have enlargement of the heart. The reason we give on Christmas Day is because we too have received a gift, the gift of God to man, in which he humbled himself so completely as to veil his glory and his power. The divine babe did not come into the world as one would walk into a museum to see the work of other artists. He came into the world as a painter, into his own studio. His entrance was into the world that he had made. As the veil of the temple of Jerusalem hid the glory of God, so the human flesh veiled his glory, or Shekinah. God became man and gave us the gift of himself, and in doing so, he experienced cold, hunger, thirst, weariness, exile, torture, and suffering of the most intense kind. Never again could man say, 'God does not know what it is to suffer.' Never again could man say that in offering his life for a friend, he could make a nobler sacrifice than God. For our Lord came to offer his life for humanity. This is his great gift to us, and therefore we give gifts on Christmas, because we received a gift. It is the birthday of God in the form of a man, in order that man might be like unto God. Whenever we give gifts, we tear off the price tag so that there will be no proportion between the gift of the lover and the love of the giver. There is no price tag on the gift of Christ. We can never buy him, but we can sell him as Judas did. His gift of love is free. Is that why we scorn it?" Again, like so many other Bishop Sheen meditations, he gets us thinking, in a beautiful way. But again, God gave us the gift of his Son to redeem us, to save us, and let us truly have grateful hearts. My good friends, thank you for joining me for today's reflection, and I'd ask you to continue to share these messages with those in your family, your circles of friendship. And my good friends, may the Lord continue, as always, to bless you and keep you, to let his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may the Lord look upon you kindly and bring you peace. God love you.